So we continue on our journey through the Sermon on the Mount. Recall that last Sunday we went through four precepts of the Torah law. Our Lord intensified the meaning. So remember, it wasn't just thou shalt not kill in the physical sense, but one could kill in a spiritual sense, like how one lets go of anger and perhaps destroys a person through harsh words. Now our Lord turns to two precepts that were more conventional, so not of the Torah. So an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and the second one, love your neighbor but hate your enemy. Here again, our Lord is calling us to a higher standard. We must not allow retaliation, vengeance, hatred enter into our hearts when we face injustice. We all know we face injustice at times. We face wrongs that people commit against us. Sometimes those injustices will never be corrected, at least not in this life. But rather than have all those things take hold, our Lord reminds us that we always have to remember who we are. We must remember our identity as a Christian, and therefore have that dignity as a Christian. We must do what is right and good in the eyes of God. We must always be charitable. So think of the three examples that our Lord uses that would be difficult to understand without their historical context. To slap a person on the right cheek meant that one would have to use the back of one's right hand. Whack. This was a great insult in the time of the Jews. Our Lord, though, says, turn the other cheek. Keep in mind that the right hand for the Jewish people was to be used for good. So the right hand held the Passover cup. The right hand covered the eyes when one prayed the Shema. Love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. With the right hand, the person read the Torah from right to left, because the Jews write from right to left. To sit at the right of someone was the place of honor. For some reason, the left hand was used for bad. So in Latin, we have for right, dexter, for left, sinister. Now, being left-handed, I take umbrage at all of this, and someday I hope all left-handed people have a class action lawsuit against all the right-handed people who have discriminated and persecuted us, be that as it may. So our Lord is saying, so if someone slaps you at the back of your right hand, turn the other cheek. See if he's going to stoop further, but stand firm. Stand firm, don't lose your dignity, do what's right in the eyes of God, be charitable. Our Lord then speaks about if someone wants to sue you over your tunic, give him your cloak as well. If you're going to be sued, that meant you'd have to go to the Roman pagan court, stand before the Roman pagan judge, and take an oath before the Roman idol of Minerva or maybe Caesar. Our Lord says, don't lower yourself to that. Stand firm, don't lose your dignity, do what is right, be charitable. Jesus says, if someone presses you into service for 1 mile, go two. The Romans could press anybody into service. Simon of Cyrene, who we remember on our fifth station of the cross, was pressed into service. Well, one could easily be filled with hatred, thoughts of vengeance, resentment. Instead, our Lord says, don't lose your dignity, remember who you are, and deal with it. In all these ways, we do not allow those external things to enter into our soul. As St. Paul says, here's the temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't want our soul to be filled with thoughts of retaliation, vengeance, and hatred, because then we become the slave. Not easy to live. But nevertheless, this is the great challenge. St. Paul says, do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Short story. back in the early 1960s, shortly after the segregation laws changed in the South, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who is still conducting his civil rights movement, was sitting in a restaurant, some little town in Alabama. There he is sitting with two of his colleagues. And back then, as some of us remember, on restaurant tables there'd be these big canisters of sugar. So some man came over, a white fellow, and he just paused for a minute. Then he took the can of sugar and just dumped it on Dr. King's head. What would you do? Good question. Well, there was this pause of a few seconds that seemed like eternity. And Dr. King just looked up at him and said, "God bless you." The man didn't know what to say. He walked away. Who won? Dr. King won. So my brothers and sisters, the real challenge, especially in the world in which we live in right here and now, in this world of emails and tweets and news media and everything else, a real challenge for us, always to remember not to lose our Christian dignity, always do what is right and good in the eyes of God, and to be charitable. For after all, God spoke to Moses and said, "You must be holy as the Lord your God is holy." And Jesus said, "You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So, we continue on, and that's why I am here. So, Lent begins this Wednesday. And actually, it's very nice this Wednesday because the reading for Lent is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. Be prepared. So we have ashes being distributed at the masses at 6:45, 8:30, 5:15 in the evening. Begin Lent with a good spiritual fervor. To help you do so, we have our little Lenten Magnificat companion, so one per family for now. If you see more next Sunday or on Ash Wednesday, go ahead, take one. A nice way that has just a reflection on the daily gospel to help us in our journey of Lent. Also, we have another great book, Celebrating a Holy Catholic Easter, written by one of my favorite Catholic authors, myself, is available at our local parish gift shop. A nice way to celebrate the different aspects of Lent as well as Easter. Here's a real challenge. The Knights of Columbus have produced a 12-part video series called Into the Breach. So next Saturday, we're going to begin this program. So all men, you don't have to be a knight, but all men of the parish are invited to the parish hall beginning at 7 a.m. We'll have coffee and donuts. And then at 7:30, there's like this 10-minute video. There's time for discussion, break at 8:30, and time for Mass. Yes, it will be a 12-week penance in a way, but Father Scheer and I are committed to it. So here's the challenge. Man up, men. We always think about spiritual fatherhood, whether for us or for you in a family. Time to be like a Saint Joseph and grow deeper into the breach and really learn more about our masculine spirituality. Now, of course, we go one step further. It's the time for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, right? So we go from the Sermon on the Mount to the Sermon of the Amount. Here we are. So we begin with a letter from our bishop. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bishop's Lenten Appeal supports the work of our diocese to provide spiritual, charitable, and educational support to men, women, and children in our parishes and on our campuses. The theme for this year's appeal is steadfast in faith and joyful in hope. This theme reminds us of Mary's yes to God and her unwavering trust in His divine plan for her. We too can say yes to God by sharing our talents, gifts, and resources with those in need. I respectfully ask you to consider making a gift to this year's BLA. All BLA donations are treated as restricted gifts and are used for the sole benefit of the programs and ministries intended. Please know of my sincere gratitude to all of you who have given in the past to this appeal. In a few moments, your wonderful pastor will guide you through the pledging process. Be assured of my prayers for you and your families. Sincerely in Christ, Michael F. Burbidge, Bishop of Arlington. Now, pause here for a moment. You probably have received something in the mail already, or you've seen it in the Herald, or you saw it in the bulletin a couple of weeks ago with where these funds go. For myself, I always remind you of this every year. I give to the appeal primarily because 20% of those funds go to the education of our seminarians. We're blessed in our diocese. We have, last I heard, 49 seminarians. We have three in our parish, one of whom, Joe Machetto, will be ordained a priest this year. Isn't that wonderful? One of our homegrown, since 2000, is being ordained as a priest. All of this, though, takes education. So higher education, as many of you families know, is $50,000, $60,000 a year for a private school. That's what seminaries are. So you multiply that by 49 seminarians, that comes out to a lot of money, millions of dollars. It would not be fair for someone, like especially a young Father Scheer or Joe Machetto, to carry this huge burden, especially with the salary we make. So we do our part. These men are giving their lives for you all, for your children, your grandchildren. Where would we be without priests? We're blessed as a diocese. You go to some dioceses, and all you see is older priests. Our average age in this diocese is about 40. I'm one of the old guys. So, with that in mind, pause and consider making an appeal or making a pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. Now, with that, I am required to go through the in-pew process. And frankly, I'm tired of it. I feel punched down. Woo-hoo! Punched down? Oh, no, do not feel punched down. I will help you rise to the occasion. Oh, pastor extraordinaire, bosom buddy, fellow baker, and wonderful friend, I am here to help you. With me, you can have a recipe for success. Great. All right, so, good evening. As your pastor, I want to thank all of you who have already pledged this year to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, as well as those who have given in past years. The Bishop's Lenten Appeal is something that I strongly believe each of us should support. I agree with that. Every donation, no matter the amount, is important. Please know that all of the monies collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal are restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries intended. At this time, we will be passing out the pledge envelopes for you to complete. So at the end of the pews, you will see an envelope and perhaps a little pencil. Please take one per family.
Every family. Every family. I am going to read the directions. You just do your part. Okay? Okay.
All right. I ask you now to pause and reflect on how you can make a truly sacrificial pledge to this appeal to the best of your ability. I realize that each of us has different circumstances, and the amount of our donation is unique to our own financial situation. However, we all have a responsibility to support our diocesan church through this appeal.
Please pause. Ooh, this is like waiting for dough to rise. Ooh, except it is money, isn't it?
So, our goal is that we could achieve 100% participation from our parish to the BLA. Every gift, whatever the amount, is important.
And if we don't make our goal, someone's going to get his buns burned by the bishop.
So I will walk us quickly through the pledging process so that everyone can complete the form together. In doing so, it actually takes less time and allows me to pace us so that we can all finish in just a few minutes.
Pause and make sure that everyone has received a pledge envelope and pencil. Pay special attention to people in the narthex or the choir loft because they are really sneaky. Or once everyone has an envelope, continue with the script. Go ahead. Thank you.
Now, please find a pen or pencil, open the flap, and find the pledge section inside.
Pause and wait until about half of those participating are looking back at you. Go ahead. Well, thank you.
All right, on the first line, please write your first and last name.
Not your neighbor's.
And your spouse's name, if applicable. Then, on the next two lines...
No, that's my part.
Oh, no, it's my part. Quiet. So, then on the next two lines, please write your full address. Please be sure to include an apartment number, if applicable, then your phone number. Please write the name of our parish on the small line on the left side above the shaded box so that our parish will receive the credit.
Yes, that's Our Lady of Hope. Sit in our pew. We count on you. Got it? Yes, good.
All right, so...
Pause a few seconds. One, two, three, go.
Okay. If you have already contributed to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal by mail or online, please check that box in the center of the pledging envelope. To avoid duplication of your pledge, do not fill out any additional pledge information on the right side of the form. Today, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge that can be paid through the year. Pledging is encouraged as it allows us to make a sacrificial gift that can be paid in installments. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid in full.
Ooh, you can count on that one.
You may also go online to make payments to your pledge. Please refer to the right side of the pledge envelope and check the box or write in the amount of your pledge or gift in the space provided.
Pause 3 seconds. One, two, three, go!
Thank you. All right, if you make a pledge today, you do not have to provide a payment today unless you wish to do so. If you wish to include a payment now, please write the amount on the payment on the enclosed line. Then subtract this amount from the total pledge amount and write the balance on the last line. Please check the appropriate box on the left if your payment enclosed is a check or a cash payment. If you want to pay your pledge by credit card or direct debit, you may go to the diocesan website or provide this information on the monthly reminder statements that you will receive once you make your pledge. If you are not enclosing a pledge payment now, please put a zero in the amount enclosed line and write in the balance to be paid amount on the line.
Pause 3 seconds. One, two, three, go!
Thank you. Finally, on the front panel of the envelope, please write your name in the space provided. You may seal your envelope and place it in the offertory basket when it comes by.
Pause 3 seconds. One, two, three, go.
Thank you. All right, so on behalf of Bishop Burbage and myself and me, the Pillsbury Doughboy, especially on behalf of the people in our diocese who will benefit from your compassionate gift, I thank you for your pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. May God bless you.
See, you rose to the occasion. Bye-bye. Bye, Father Schiff.